Hello, is this Bernie?
Yes.
Hi, this is Nick Mills from thundercatslair.org.
How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Thank you for agreeing to do this interview with me.
Where are you?
I bet you can tell by my accent. I'm actually in the UK.
Okay.
So do you have any questions to ask me before we do the interview?
No, you go ahead straight ahead.
Okay, my first question is, how did you first start writing music?
I tell you the truth, I don't really know, because I started writing when I was about 5 or 6. So my mother must have taught me. My mother was a piano teacher, and she must have taught me.
So how did you end up getting involved in writing music for commercials, television programs, etc. in particular?
Well, that's really sort of it was a gradual thing. I was playing piano. First of all, let me just tell you, I went to school to study music, and I had studied composition at conservatory and conducting, and then I was an arranger in the Army in the 50s, and then I went to New York, and I started playing in nightclubs and started writing for singers, and it just gradually, sort of one thing happened after another, that just... I started doing song demos for publishers and recording studios, and that's how it came about.
So what did you work on prior to getting involved with Thundercats?
Oh, I was working in jingles, and I was doing recordings, and I was writing nightclub acts, and all the time I was also composing concert music, serious music. I had been working for, Rankin Bass Productions was the company that made Thundercats, and I had been working for them for years, playing song demos and doing small arrangements of their songs, and then had worked on some of the television specials that they did. I did some ghost writing for them, arranging, and then later on I did a couple of my own, and that's how it came about. But I had been working for that company in different capacities for many, many years, I think like 15 years before they did Thundercats.
How did you actually land the job of writing for Thundercats? Was there anything that particularly attracted you to this project?
It was a job, you know. I mean, it came that they asked me to do it, and I said, sure, you know. I didn't know what it was. They gave me all the stuff. So, yes, it was a terrific job, but it wasn't a matter of being attracted. It was just a job.
Thundercats featured a large number of different musical cues, and they invoked different moods and emotions. Can you give us an insight how you created these pieces? What inspired you?
Well, first of all, we had a discussion about it. The producer, Jules Bass, who was the one who wrote the lyrics, and also he was the partner, Rankin and Bass, he and I had the discussion as to how to do this, and we both agreed that we liked to use the leitmotif method, which Wagner uses in his operas, where each character has its own theme. And I agreed that that was the best way to work. So what happened was they gave me a script, and they gave me some cues, and they gave me the pictures of all the different... they had artist drawings of the different characters, and they gave those to me, and then I wrote music for each of the characters, and we wrote the theme, the main theme, and that stuff. And then I went in and played it for them on the piano and said, this is how I think it should go, and so forth and so on. And that's how it went.
Now, on a similar note, each of the Thundercats had their own individual and distinctive theme tunes, which would be used regularly throughout the TV series. Can you tell us how you came up with the different themes? I mean, were you given a description of each character and asked to create a theme around them, or is it just simply pictures?
As I said, they had given me the pictures of them, drawings. You know, the artist's conception of what the characters looked like. And then they had given me a sort of a dummy script as to, you know, what was going on in it. And the characters were described. So and then I just wrote what I thought was appropriate for each character. You know, each character has a certain characteristic to it. For instance, Lion-O, Chitara was very swift, and Lion-O was strong and masculine. And Narf, of course, was a comedic character. So each character had its own characteristics, and I tried to make the music fit what those characters were like.
When writing the music for Thundercats, were you given free rein to do whatever you wanted? I mean, were you closely supervised?
No supervision. They gave me a cue sheet. They had written a sheet of over 200 cues, which were included in the themes for the characters, and then all the different kind of cues for different situations, battle scenes, chases, scenes with the Thundercats winning, scenes with the Thundercats losing. There was a theme for the Sword of Thundera, and there was a theme for the Thunder Tank. They had given me all these cues, so I just sat down. That gave me a lot of time. They gave me 3 months, or two and a half, 3 months to write. And they had given me all these cues to write, and I just sat down and worked, you know, and I presented it, and I had enormous freedom. Nobody sat on me. The only thing I did was make a presentation of the themes.
When did you realize that Thundercats was a success?
Well, not until after it was done. Not till after it came out. But I had read in an investment magazine that Thundercats was going to be a big success. And it turned out that way. It was an ideal project. I mean, everything about it, everybody working on it was really terrific. The editors had a lot of imagination. They're young kids that were doing the editing, and the people that did the productions knew what they were doing. Every aspect of it was as good as it gets.
Now, I actually read somewhere that when you were creating the Panthro theme, you actually used a sample called Three Dogs Night. Can you take us through that?
It wasn't Panthro's theme. It was the Thunder Tank. The Thunder Tank was, of course, Panthro's vehicle because he's the one who drove it. And there was some recording of Three Dog Night that I had that had that shuffle feel, that driving triplety feel with it. And I just used that feel for the background, for the rhythm section feel for the Thunder Tank.
Season 2 somewhat had new music with a different feel to it from the previous season. What did you do differently than the first season?
Well, there were new characters. When they did the second 65 shows, there were new characters and there were new situations. And they again gave me a cue sheet with all the different cues described, you see, with what goes on. And so I just wrote to that.
Now, what's your favorite piece of music that you created for Thundercats?
Oh, maybe Chitara.
That was my favorite too.
What we did, we made a library of pieces of music. And all that library was used for all the 65 shows. In other words, we didn't score each show individually. We recorded for 2 weeks. We recorded with the orchestra for a week, and then we recorded the electronic sounds and stuff for a week. So we were in a studio six hours a day for a whole week recording this music, and we recorded a library that then the cues were used and edited in by the editors, and they used the same cues for 65 shows.
What projects have you worked on since Thundercats?
Silverhawks was the next show, and as a matter of fact, I just heard that there may be Silverhawks may be coming out in DVDs. I think they're looking into it at Warner Brothers.
Were you disappointed that Silverhawks wasn't as big of a success as Thundercats was?
Yes, because I enjoyed Silverhawks. I loved the music. I could tell you my opinion why it wasn't such a big success. Because Thundercats was such a big success, and there were all the plastic toys that the toy companies, that they make the action figures that they sold. Well, what happened when they did Silverhawks, the toy company got involved before the production. And the toy companies wanted more characters in the show so that they could make more toys. And what happened was it diluted the show somewhat because of the influence of the toy company. It diluted the show and kept the creative people from working on the show to their best ability. And what happened was that there was a dilution of characters, which made it difficult to focus on who was good, who was bad, and there were too many characters, and it was diluted. That's the perfect word for it. And I think that's one of the reasons it wasn't such a big hit. But it was the fault of the influence of the toy company on the production.
Now, I haven't actually watched Silverhawks. Can you tell me what was so different from Silverhawks' music compared to Thundercats' music?
To me, the music was different because it was an air show as opposed to a land show. and it was a space show. And so I thought the music had a different kind of energy. I thought the music was more spacious. It was more fleeting, flying. I thought the music had a more fluid approach because of the fact that these characters would be flying through space all the time.
So do you have any upcoming projects that we should look out for?
Well, let me just tell you, I'm not a youngster anymore. I'm 73 years old, and I'm working constantly, but I write concert music, symphonies, and things like that. And I have a bunch of CDs out, which you can look up on Google and you can find. And I'm constantly working on new concert works. I just finished a large symphony based on paintings of a New York abstract expressionist painter, Richard Bousset Dart. And that's kind of stuff I'm doing.
Now, on Thundercats Lair's sister site, which is www.thundercatsfans.org, a lady called Sonia Lai has started up a petition to get the soundtrack to Thundercats officially released on CD. I was just wondering, what were your thoughts on this, and do you think this is ever likely to happen?
I think it's a good idea. As a matter of fact, I mentioned it to the guy from Warner Brothers that spoke to me about Silverhawks, and I mentioned that there was a movement out to try to get that done. And he said he would look into it. That was as far as it went. But I'm in touch with her. She emails me, and we've been in touch over the years. So she's a big fan.
Now, Warner Brothers recently announced that they are planning to release a new CGI animated Thundercats movie in 2010. If you were given the opportunity, would you like to be involved in writing the music for the movie?
Probably not. First of all, I haven't been working in the commercial music world for almost 20 years now, and I've been just working on concert music. First of all, it's probably got out in California, and I'm not out there. I'm in New York. And on the other hand, the people that are working with it, they don't know me, and it's very unlikely that that's going to happen. They may use the themes, but they'll probably get somebody else to do the work.
And my final question for you, Bernie, is what legacy do you think Thundercats has left?
What legacy? I'll just answer in a certain way. I do master classes and performances at universities now and then, and all the kids that age now, they all seem to know Thundercats. So whenever I go there, I'm trying to demonstrate my new concert music, and what they're really interested in is all the questions about Thundercats. It was a good show. It's a good show. It was fun. It was one of the best jobs I've ever had. They hold up. You can look at them today, and they don't look like they're 20 years old. Let me just tell you more about the process of how Thundercats was made. What happened was that after we did all the music and everything, they would record the voices, and then they would edit. You know, they had to be 22 minutes long, because that's how long a 30-minute show is. It's 20 minutes of animation. They recorded the actors in the studio with the dialogue, and then they went into the editing rooms and they edited the tapes with the actors' voices and the music edited in. Then all that stuff got sent to Japan and was animated in Japan. And then when it came back, they put the sound effects on. That's how it got made. They had very good script writers. You know, they wrote the scripts. They had another show, too, afterwards. It was called Comic Strip, which was four separate shows, which wasn't really a big hit. Very interesting concept. They did 10-minute segments of four different type of shows. One was called Tiger Sharks, and one was called Karate Cat, and Street Frogs, and Mini Monsters. And they were all short segments of stories and cartoons, and we did that music too. That was after Silverhawks.
Bernie, thank you very much for doing this interview with me. It was an absolute pleasure.
Okay, good luck to you, Nick, and be well.